play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And we join you as Galesburg wins the tip, and we are underway in the 3A regional from Peoria High School. Quarterfinal game between Galesburg and Macomb, longtime rivals for many, many years in non-conference action. Mark Harden will shoot a three, and it rims in and out. And the rebound yanked down by Brandon Vickers of Macomb. We'll run through the starting lineups here at the next dead ball opportunity. Macomb wearing the road black as the lower-seeded team here in this regional opener. Is a three on the way by Quentin Adler, and way off the mark. Banked off the backboard, hard into the hands of Jacob Ross on the weak side for the rebound. Quickly into the front court, DeAndre flips it up in the lane. Missed it. Macomb with a rebound. Outlet pass to Carter Fahey. Bounce pass, throws it behind Xavier Campbell, and it's out of bounds. Knocked away by Galesburg, apparently, and Macomb will hang on to it.
Well, Silver Streaks have had two real nice looks in their first two possessions. Harden's was just in and out, and Warren makes that shot more often than he misses it right under the basket. So just some tough luck shooting. Macomb, a wild shot the first time down, and that one a pretty wild pass.
On the right side, Carter Fahey backing his way in. Turnaround jumper with the left hand, hits the front of the rim. Rebound T.J. Pendleton at 13 up at Rock Island in a loss on Friday. Here's Harden on the right wing, working his way left. Galesburg wearing the home white. Left side, Morin 3, airmails it.
Wow.
Weak side rebound, Fahey for Macomb. So 0 for 3 in the early going for Galesburg. And we're scoreless for the first minute 20.
Boy, the Fahey kid is strong. He and Jacob Carl can really bang on each other tonight because they are both physically very strong.
Macomb starts one senior, three juniors, and a sophomore. We've got an illegal screen set away from the ball. That'll be called against Fahey, his first, and the first Macomb turnover.
He's just a junior, just like Jacob Carl of the Silver Streaks, so probably the two physically strongest players on the court, just juniors. DeAndre Morin might take exception to that. Pound for pound, he's not too bad either.
Jacob Ross will bring it across midcourt. Stops right at the top of the arc. Passes it left to Carl. Skips it right corner to Mark Harden. He'll pull it back out, looking to the inside. Finds Carl at the free throw line down the right side of the lane. Skips it back out left side. Ross fakes to the free throw line. Pulls it back out. Heard Mike Reynolds say in the pregame, Streaks want to get it inside. Trying to find somebody here. DeAndre drives. Kicks it out. Pendleton for three is short. Rebound on the floor. Back to TJ. Drives. Flips it up and in. And the Streaks are on the board.
So many guys don't follow their shot. Takes the center to know those fundamentals, I guess. And good effort. He came and got a ball nobody else seemed to want. TJ knew what to do with it. Went right down the lane and put it in.
His second rebound leads to his first basket, and the Streaks are on top 2-0. 2 minutes into the game, we've wound down to 5:40 to go here in this first quarter. On the right side, Ben Higgins, the sophomore on the floor, to the outside, Quentin Adler. Now up top it goes to Fahey. Swinging around left. Now Macomb reverses it back right. Played the first 2.5 minutes without a stoppage of play. Down low, into the right corner. Skip it out. Higgins for three hits. And Macomb takes a 3-2 lead.
Hey, you know, the Bombers probably going to want to really value those possessions and get the shot they want. I don't think they want to get into a real up-and-down game with Galesburg. That's not the Streaks' best thing. But in a game like this, I think we've got the athletes that we could take advantage of it.
At the free throw line off the back rim, Carl misses a shot. Fahey with his second rebound for Macomb. T.J. Pendleton there in good position for the rebound. But he mistimed his jump a little bit, and the rebound went high over his hands. And Macomb has a chance to build on the one-point lead here as we wind under 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter at Peoria. Right side, Fahey to the free throw line, spins, turnaround jumper with the right hand, swishes it, creates his own shot, puts Macomb up 5-2.
And Fahey's showing again that strength because DeAndre Morin bumped him pretty good a couple of times, probably could have gotten foul calls. Neither time did they call the foul, but Fahey just kind of brushed him off and went and got the shot.
Jacob Ross for three is short. Rebound batted out of bounds by Carl. Back to Macomb.
Already five defensive rebounds for Macomb. That was a loose ball rebound, but still the Bombers sealing pretty well. And, you know, Jeremy Anderson was aware of that, their head coach. He said, you know, we can't let, especially Pendleton, get to the boards on us on misses. That's just something we can't afford to do. And so far, outside of the one time where he shot a three and got his own rebound, they've done pretty well.
Ross trapping Xavier Campbell in the near court. Cornell Dotson into the game, replacing Carl with a steal, then has the ball poked away across midcourt. Back comes McComb in transition. Left-handed layup goes through. Quinton Adler finishes off, and McComb on a 7-0 run to take a 5-point lead. Coming off Galesburg's first turnover, bad position right across half court where McComb got the run out. 5-point bomber lead halfway through quarter number one. Moron on the right side, swinging around left. Harden into the corner. Dotson coming off a career-high 19 up at Rock Island. Passed up the three-point shot. Now Harden with it on the left side. Drives, penetrates, floats it up high off the glass. Missed it. TJ with the offensive rebound, putback. And Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout with Galesburg down 7-4.
Didn't take long for Coach Reynolds to get Cornell Dotson into the game, especially the way the offense was opening in a funk. Well, our only two baskets are putback baskets by TJ Pendleton so far. And that's great. I want to keep it in his hands a lot, but we're going to have to get shooting at some point from the perimeter. Dotson gave us that, obviously, in the Rock Island game. You'd love to see a repeat of that, his performance at least tonight.
Peoria High defeated Canton in the opener, 60-47. Lions on their home court will face Washington, the top seed, here tomorrow. At least the top seed in this regional. They're not the top seed overall. That's Bloomington by a mile in this sectional, yeah. And they're hosting their own regional over in the Twin Cities.
You know, many times this is an incredibly tough sectional, but Bloomington, like you said, the Peoria market is not very good right now, so Bloomington's the king of the hill.
Streaks create a turnover with their pressure. Underneath, Ross with the up and under comes up short. TJ again grabs a rebound, comes back to him on the miss. Loose ball picked up by McComb. Fahey in transition. Up court, drive and a block by DeAndre out of bounds as Kaven Johnson coming off the bench went in for the layup. And DeAndre got up with the high hops and knocked it out of bounds. Not very often you see TJ miss an offensive rebound putback down low.
He just kind of rushed it up there.
18-foot jumper from just inside the arc. Fahey knocks it down from the outside. McComb leads by five again, 9-4. Harden into the front court. Right side, Morin on the wing. Back up top to Harden. Swinging around left, Ross. Into the corner. Dotson for three, a little bit long. Streaks 0 for the game so far from three-point range. Fahey with his third rebound for McComb. Now, Kaven Johnson will back it out. Jumper from the left baseline. Fahey gets fouled by DeAndre Morin. First of the game on the Silver Streaks.
And McComb elects to bring in their biggest player, 6'6", John Fuhrer. He's a junior, and I think he came in as much as anything when Pendleton got in there and got another rebound, and they feel like they probably got to somehow negate TJ's presence on the offensive glass.
Carter Fahey at the free throw line, 6'3", junior, first one up and in.
He's a big guy with a soft touch. Good rotation on the ball.
He has five in the first quarter to lead McComb. Up 10-4, 2:48 to go first quarter with a second free throw coming. Ben Higgins, the sophomore, with a three-pointer. Second free throw is off. And Quinton Adler has two. Jacob Ross with a rebound. All four Galesburg points belong to TJ Pendleton. Out high, Cornell Dotson. Works his way right up top of the arc. Now gives way to Jacob Ross on the outside. Ross back under the right wing. Dotson swings it back up top. Ross for three, hits it. Galesburg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 0 for 5 from three-point range before Ross hit that one to cut the deficit in half. And then the full-court press forces a bad McComb pass from down Galesburg's end of the floor, overthrowing it at midcourt, out of bounds on the far side.
Yeah, Fahey got it in the corner, and I'm not sure whether he thought one of his teammates was going to break over there or whether he's just a little too strong, but put a lot of air under that. Nobody in the neighborhood as it went into the bleachers, and the Streaks maybe with a chance to tie here.
2:10 to go first quarter. Harden glances back at head coach Mike Reynolds for the set here. McComb showing zone. DeAndre drives. Baseline Pendleton covered up there to the outside to Dotson. Cornell with a left-hand dribble. Back to the wing, Morin. Bounce pass down low. TJ drives baseline, gets around his man, and a blocking foul called as he gets nudged out of bounds. And if that's on Fahey, that's his second, but they call it on John Fuhrer instead. 6'6" junior, his first.
So, yeah, big break for McComb. That doesn't go against Fahey. Pendleton with that move. It's a risky move because he really don't have much room along the baseline. He might have stepped out of bounds, but got the foul.
Floater in the lane by Harden off the back rim. Rebound. Two Silver Streaks deflected it away from each other, and Higgins comes up with it for McComb. Into the front court we go. Galesburg down three, trying to hold McComb here on this possession. Up top, Fuhrer with it. Out of the outside, Higgins. Swings the ball down low, passes it right side over onto the wing to Johnson. Johnson back up top. DeAndre read it well, stole it away. Leads a break to the other end, missed the layup, and there's Jacob Ross with a trailing putback. He's got five in the quarter, and the Silver Streaks are down one now, 10-9.
Yeah, good hustle by Jacob Ross to follow up and finish the layup missed by Morin.
Full court pressure, nearly stolen away. Now McComb with a two-on-one at the other end in the layup by Kyle Rash into the game, a 5'11 senior. Once DeAndre went for that steal, almost had it, but when he didn't get it, that gave McComb a two-on-one breakaway. Under a minute to go, first quarter, Streaks down three with the ball. Into the left corner, Ross fires another three. That one's long. Off the backboard, rebound Fahey with his fourth board already for McComb.
I have them with 10 rebounds in this quarter already.
Quickly into the front court. Johnson struggled with it, but grabbed the ball before it went out of bounds on the baseline. Now they skip it back up top. Rash comes out high for it. Onto the right wing it goes. Streaks in the man defense. We've seen McComb playing zone, and the Streaks have accommodated by missing a bunch of three-pointers here in this first quarter. Here's another steal by DeAndre. Comes from down low. Gets an uncontested layup this time. First basket of the game for DeAndre. Streaks down one now at 12-11 off the fifth McComb turnover.
And Coach Anderson and McComb said, boy, Galesburg's athleticism could be a problem. Morin has been.
They break the press again, leading it all the way. Missed the layup. Ross got over there defensively to create havoc. 4 seconds to go, and now pushed down is Ross in the far corner by Feuer. And off the bench, the 6'6 junior picks up his second foul with 2.3 seconds to go.
And Hodge going to check in for the Silver Streaks as Morin will grab a seat with 2.3 seconds left. Just no sense picking up another foul and get a little extra rest here.
So Ross will inbound baseline. Harden will pick it up across midcourt, fires it into the corner. Khalil Hodge couldn't handle it. It deflected out of bounds off McComb. That was a long nine-tenths of a second. The Streaks still have 1.5 seconds.
We caught a break.
Yeah. So now Harden will inbound far sideline. Somebody's got to catch and shoot it still quickly. Khalil Hodge lets it go, and it's an air ball to end the first quarter. Galesburg down one, 12-11. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Carmark, yeah, we heard. Still open, thanks. Carmark, yeah, not going anywhere. We're staying, thanks. Carmark, you don't say. Well, we'll be here. No, for a long time. Yeah, longer than that. Carmark, calm down, ma'am. Everything's going to be okay. We're not going anywhere. Okay, see you soon.
Carmark Tyron Auto, still open and staying that way in what's left of the Sandberg Mall, Galesburg.
Do you have a long-distance relationship with breakfast? Does your morning commute take you farther away from the crispy hash browns and freshly brewed coffee you love? Do you tell yourself you're too busy? You just don't have time for sizzling sausage and fluffy eggs. Don't settle for missing breakfast. Let McDonald's close the distance between you and the most important meal of your day.
Come together with all your breakfast favorites in the bold flavor of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size coffee for $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Wherever you'll be, you can bid by phone and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction Saturday morning, March 18th on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone here in the 3A regional quarterfinal at Peoria. McComb leading the Silver Streaks by one, 12-11 in a quick first quarter. Back to action underway here in the second quarter. McComb with the ball on the right side. This is Fahey with it. Guarded by Ross. Shoots a long three and hits it.
Well, he's going to be a problem tonight, isn't he? Wow.
Mike Reynolds said he knew there he was their offensive go-to guy, and he's got eight. Better than half of the McComb points here in this first half. Harden drives, gets rejected, but the ball deflected out to Ross. Gives way to Cornell Dotson. Now back to Ross on the right side. Five rebounds already for Jacob Ross. Actually leads the Silver Streaks. DJ Pendleton has four.
A lot of rebounds to be had in that first quarter. 10 for McComb, 9 for the Silver Streaks. A lot of missed shots.
Streaks showing patience here. Ross up top gets an open look. It rattles in and out. Rebound Xavier Campbell. I think McComb will be completely happy if the Streaks just shoot perimeter jumpers this whole game. Pendleton out there. In fact, I don't know if TJ even touched the ball that possession, did he?
No. Well, in the time that Jacob Carl was in as a starting, I'm not sure he touched the ball.
On the outside up top, Adler foul away from the ball. It's going to be a hold on Jacob Ross as he was guarding Alex, or rather Brandon Vickers. First of the game on Ross. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. 6:39 to go, first half. Hodge sits down. Morin back in for the Streaks. So still a four-guard lineup for Galesburg with T.J. Pendleton, the lone post player.
I looked down at the officials. I thought Will Bradford was officiating for a minute down the baseline.
I saw him earlier. It's Fahey. Other side. Man. It's another three from a good 5 feet behind the arc. He did it on the right side, this time from the left side. McCombs up seven now on back-to-back three-pointers to open the second quarter by Carter Fahey. And the Streaks haven't been able to answer from the outside. Ooh. Dotson misses a three-pointer. Rebound Fahey down low. He's got five boards to lead McComb. Silver Streaks are going to have to find another way to get it done here the way this one has started. Down seven, McComb with the ball. 6 minutes to go for the half. On the left side, Adler. Up top it goes to Campbell. Fahey hits the deck on the inside. Slow to get up, but he's all right. Comes up in time to set a screen on Mark Harden, but the pass stays on the outside with Higgins.
Well, they'd be lost without Fahey. I mean, everything goes through him.
He backs up. Thought he was going to shoot it. Now he fires it right down the middle of the lane for a layup by Campbell. It's an 8-0 run by McComb to start the second quarter, forcing a Galesburg timeout. Streaks down 9, 20-11 with a full timeout, 5:41 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
20-11 McComb, 5:41 to go first half. Want to thank one of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Peoria tonight, as they have done all season long.
Yep, we're back in the same vehicle that took us up to Rock Island the other night that we liked very, very much. One of the certified pre-owned fleet. It's a 2016 red Nissan Rogue. J.D. Putnam was telling me that the Rogue is their best seller anymore, and they've got great financing on five of their top-selling models. We'll get to those in a little bit, but as always, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for great transportation all year long.
Down low, another miss by the Silver Streaks.
Another air ball.
Vickers with the rebound. McComb has scored the first eight of the second quarter to take a 9-point lead and looking for more here.
The Silver Streaks just look lost offensively right now.
On the left side, Vickers feeds it down low on the give and go to Vickers. Couldn't handle it running along the baseline. It was a well-executed play. Vickers just couldn't handle the handoff, and he kicked it out of bounds. Break for the Silver Streaks, denied what probably would have been a pretty easy layup driving in on that baseline.
Yeah, they had that set up exactly the way they wanted it, but made one of their few mistakes. Actually, that's six turnovers on McComb, and yet they still lead by nine here almost halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, Streaks had 10 more shots than McComb in the first quarter.
19 shots.
Largely because McComb was turning it over as much as they were. Streaks down nine with the ball here. 4:45 to go for the half. Dotson right wing. Can't hit that three-pointer. Weak side rebound, Jacob Ross. In traffic, puts the ball on the floor. It's knocked loose to DeAndre Morin. Now another tie-up called. Are they going to call a foul over the back? They are going to call a tie-up. Held ball and the possession arrow favoring the Streaks. As Jacob Ross just kind of crawled under the back of the McComb player laying on the floor there, and the Streaks get a break hanging onto it here.
Ross utilized his much bigger height at the guard spot to come down low and get that offensive rebound, but couldn't get it back in.
Dotson's three goes in and out. Rebound batted around. Fahey controls for McComb. Coming off 19 Friday night, Dotson is 0 for 4 from three-point range in this first half so far.
Well, he was hitting less than 20% from three-point range before that game.
DeAndre comes from down low with another steal, another run out, and another missed layup. And then Fahey can't handle the rebound. Then he saves it under the basket to Adler, who drives the break into the front court. That's the second time DeAndre has come away with a steal and then missed the layup at the other end. Streaks down nine halfway through quarter number two.
And you can bet Jeremy Anderson, McComb coach, if they continue to lead, he'll take his sweet time offensively. He knows this McComb team, not one that's probably going to put up 70 or 80. They want to get a good shot, and when they've got the lead, they'll take advantage of it.
Turnaround jumper from the right side. Good defense by Dotson on Xavier Campbell. Came up with a miss. Ross got another rebound. Cornell at the other end gets fouled, going in hard to the basket. Campbell got him from behind. Just a good clean foul to prevent the easy layup. Campbell's first foul, fourth McComb team foul, and Dotson will go to the line where he's much better than he is from three-point range, 74% on the season, and the Streaks still looking for their first points of the second quarter with 3:42 to go before halftime. First one up and in.
Yeah, you know, McComb for time had a reputation as a dirty team, really going back to when former Silver Streak Frank Dexter coached them and then Dave Taylor. They had a lot of teams that left McComb under police escort. It was just really a rough-and-tumble affair. Jeremy Anderson, I think, has cleaned a lot of that up. They just play basketball now, and it's refreshing to see.
Full court press by the Streaks after Dotson makes both free throws. McComb gets it into the front court. 3-on-2, now they pull it back out. Fahey into the front court, guarded by Morin. Up top at the volleyball line is Higgins, the sophomore. Cupping it in his left arm, pulls the defense out. Now passes it to the right side. Coming up top for it is Fuhr off the bench, playing with those two fouls. On the left side, Higgins. Up top it goes to Kevon Johnson. Now coming out high for it is Kyle Rash on the dribble. Passes it back left side, Johnson with it. Swinging it back up top to Higgins. Nearly poked away by Ross. Would have been another McComb turnover. But the Bombers still with it, leading by 7. 3 minutes to go first half. DeAndre went for another steal, driving in Fahey, leaves it off, tries to feed it to the man right side of the paint, and throws it too hard through his hands.
Yeah, right on the money, but boy, he wasn't ready for that at all. It went out of bounds. Yeah, it is. It's like Fahey just is, he's clearly the best player on the court, really, at everything he does, and in that one, it was a perfect pass. It was just, you know, the teammate wasn't ready for it.
Dotson, another three left away, and that one's way too long. Rebound long out to Jacob Ross for his seventh rebound.
We still don't have a field goal this quarter, do we?
Nope, just two free throws by Dotson. Gillsburg down 7, 2:40 to go for the half.
0 for 8 in the quarter, 5 for 27 in the half.
On the right side, Harden up top, gets it right back for Morin. Harden will shoot the three, and it's long. And the rebound out to Fahey, who has 7 rebounds to lead McComb. And the Silver Streaks not able to knock anything down from the outside. McComb in transition turns it over.
McComb missing some opportunities.
Yeah.
They've been stuck on 20 for a while, and the Silver Streaks getting a break here.
I've only got them for 4 shots this quarter. Is that right?
Yeah, they're 3 for 4. But 3 more turnovers, so 8 for the half. And the Streaks are able to come back and win. They can look at this stage of the game when they could have gotten way behind as an important one.
Carl. Inside the free throw line, missed it. Offensive rebound. TJ got pushed, came up short on the shot. No foul called, and the rebound by Higgins for McComb. So a missed opportunity there for the Silver Streaks. Down 7, under 2 minutes to go for the half. The score is 8-2 in this quarter in favor of McComb. To the right side, this is Fuhrer with it on the outside, pulling Pendleton out defensively away from the basket.
Streaks are playing good half-court defense right now.
Yep. Yeah, I've got McComb for 4 turnovers this quarter. Morin goes for the steal. Fahey opened for 3, but he missed it. And the rebound finds its way into the hands of Jacob Carl. So a rare miss from the outside by Fahey. And then McComb gets back defensively, knocks the Streaks transition pass out of bounds.
Fahey a little beyond the arc. And I thought he looked tired when he let that shot go. Just didn't have as much punch on it as he did earlier. But I don't know that McComb can afford to take him out of the game. He's so important to them.
Harden inside the free throw line, lost the handle on it. Somebody reached in, knocked it loose, or Harden just couldn't handle it. Long rebound or long pass down low, and then a missed shot underneath by Rash. And the rebound by Pendleton for the Silver Streaks. They caught the Streaks napping defensively, but he couldn't hit the bunny underneath.
Great pass, but they didn't finish, and the Bombers still stuck on 20 right now.
Free throw line, Carl. Turns, looks at the basket, skips it left corner. Morin for 3.
Wow.
Long again. Rebound McComb, trying to get out with it. Higgins, outlets, and then McComb has to save it going out of bounds, and they turn it over again.
It's
10 turnovers. 5 in each quarter now for the Bombers.
Well,
Silver Streaks can't hit a 3, and McComb can't get off a shot.
No, McComb had a 3-on-1 that time, just led the pass too far. And so they're creating great opportunities for themselves, but not able to cash in. So Gelsberg, again, fortunate to only be down 7 here as we are under the one-minute mark before halftime.
You know, McComb's playing that 3-2 defense, which we see against United Township. We saw against Muhammad Seymour. They should know better how to be able to get that ball in bounds. And now McComb, going for a soft pass through the lane, deflects it. And instead of letting it go out of bounds, Morin reaches back for it right on the sideline where he couldn't get it, and he ends up turning it over.
The big guy, Fuhrer, will come out of the game for McComb. 36 seconds. We'll see if they want to try and hold for one shot or what they'll do here before half.
Streaks down seven, under 30 seconds to go, 20 to 13. Only 2 points this quarter for Galesburg and no field goals.
We had 38 points at the half up at Rock Island Friday night. We're sitting on 13 now.
Up top, Kevon Johnson. McComb stretches it out, trying to hold for the final shot of the half. Here's Johnson with it now on the left wing, guarded by Ross. Works his way right, works his way left, drives in. Carl comes over to help out, misses the shot. Flying rebound by Bickers. Turnaround jumper won't go. And Carl reaching up over the back of Johnson, who got the offensive rebound, picks up his first foul. But with 7/10 of a second left, it's not a shooting foul, and McComb has to inbound. So they wind it down to the end of the first half, but enough time to lob it in. Somebody can catch and shoot. Streaks can't fall asleep. Higgins to the right of the backboard, looking, fires it up top. Who else do they find but Fahey, but he misses the shot. Actually, that wasn't Fahey, was it? That was Rash. He missed the three-pointer, and that's the end of the first half. Ugly first half. Galesburg fortunate to be down only seven. 20-13 Bombers as we head to the locker room. Take a break, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. 3A regional quarterfinal in Peoria. McComb on top by 7 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What would it be like to relive your high school prom with the person you originally went with? Or maybe you totally wish for a complete do-over so you could go with the person you should have gone with the first time. Well, here's your chance. The United Way of Knox County's Second Chance Prom. This Saturday from 8 to midnight at the KC Hall in Galesburg, featuring live music from Jam Sandwich. So hit the resale shops to find that perfect retro tux or bridesmaid gown. Or come dressed to the nines in full black tie attire. Who knows? Could be crowned king or queen of the Second Chance Prom. Save $5 per ticket when you buy in advance. Find all the details at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Keep your loved ones safe and protect your home with over 45 Kidde safety products in stock and on sale from Menards. Choose from a great selection of smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, fire extinguishers, and more for your home. Get a photoelectric worry-free smoke alarm with a 10-year life and sealed-in lithium battery for only $19.99. Protect your home from carbon monoxide, propane, and natural gas with a plug-in multi-gas detector. It has a 7-year life and is just $34.99 during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrell, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs. And the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offering 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well,
got the good news or the bad news?
Kind of trying to figure out where to begin for the benefit of everyone here. At the half here at Peoria, the good news is the Streaks
are still in the game.
Are still in the game. That's about the only good news. 0 for the quarter. Thank goodness for two Cornell Dotson free throws, or else the Streaks wouldn't have scored there. All Galesburg has done in this game pretty well is just stand outside and shoot three-pointers, only one of which is gone. And McComb, for what it's worth for them, can't get off any shots because they keep throwing the ball away. So the Bombers lead by 7, but it could be 17.
Yeah, because they had several fast break opportunities that they didn't cash in on in that second quarter. And, in fact, you know, at the point where you said McComb has outscored the Streaks 8-2 in the second period, nobody scored a point after that. So the good news is we're only down 7 points. The bad news is our offense probably won't catch up if we're just going to try and stand out and shoot threes unless somebody suddenly gets a hot hand, because wait till you hear our shooting percentage.
Do we really want to?
Oh, we've got to. It's sponsored.
I guess we do have to, don't we? Gosh darn it. Not that we're upset with our sponsors by any means. We appreciate Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, for providing you with our halftime statistics. But hold your nose, folks, because here we go with the numbers.
Well, we got off 31 shots in that half, believe it or not. 31 shots. We were 5 of 19 in the first quarter, 0 of 12 in the second. So we are 5 of 31 at halftime, 16% from the field. So the good news is, somehow, through all that, we're only behind by 7 points, and so a couple trips up and down the court, we can have this thing tied, even with a pathetic offense in the first half. McComb, on the other hand, 8 of 18 from the field. If not for Mr. Fahey, they wouldn't have much of anything
True.
Going on.
Yep.
He's been the whole difference tonight all over the court. So they're at 44%. Rebounds, oh, plenty of those to be had. All those missed shots. McComb's got 19 at the break. Silver Streaks have 16. And, again, the turnover is the problem for the Bombers. 10 of them at the half. Silver Streaks with just 3. And so that has helped to negate our poor shooting by not throwing the ball away too often. And so I'm sure both coaches in the locker room trying to address the dire problems that they're having right now, but at least Coach Jeremy Anderson and McComb, again, I said it, if you let them in the game at halftime and they're up 7, I'm sure they're in there saying, see, these guys, it may be a bigger school, but we can win this game. And he's got them believing, so that's, you're going to get 100% effort from McComb the rest of the way.
Three-point shooting, Bombers 3 out of 5 from three-point range. Led again by Fahey, as Jim mentioned. He hit 2 out of 3 in that second quarter alone. Silver Streaks, 1 of 16 from three-point range. And there again, this is something we can bring up with Ryan Hart. Why are we launching so many threes? Why are we just standing outside shooting over that zone and instead of trying to find holes inside of it? Free throw line, Bombers 1 of 2, Streaks 2 of 2. And again, thank goodness for those two free throws by Cornell Dotson, or it would have been a shutout in the second quarter. 20-13 McComb at the half. We'll take a break, come back, look at the individual scoring, and talk things over with the coaching staff. McComb by 7 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't miss the 20th annual WGIL Radio Auction. The bidding begins Saturday, March 18th, 7 a.m. Wherever you'll be, you can bid by phone and buy stuff cheap. Check out what'll be up for bid.
Bowling birthday party from Northgate Lanes. Residential home spraying for general insects from Allied Termite and Pest Control. Coors Light Stadium chairs from Euclid Beverage.
Don't miss the 20th annual WGIL Radio Auction on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What would it be like to relive your high school prom with the person you originally went with? Or maybe you totally wish for a complete do-over so you could go with the person you should have gone with the first time. Well, here's your chance. The United Way of Knox County's Second Chance Prom. This Saturday from 8 to midnight at the KC Hall in Galesburg, featuring live music from Jam Sandwich. So hit the resale shops to find that perfect retro tux or bridesmaid gown. Or come dressed to the nines in full black tie attire. Who knows? You could be crowned king or queen of the Second Chance Prom. Save $5 per ticket when you buy in advance. Find all the details at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Whoever came up with the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, clearly didn't know the guys at Courtright Construction of Oneida. See, they only do things they're really good at, and they do it all. See the proof you need at CourtrightConstruction.com and then give them a call for your free estimate. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From the simplest to the most complex, Tom Irons and his staff can prepare your tax returns and now offer bilingual services. Cloudy tonight, showers likely, and thunderstorms possible overnight, a low near 44. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for your Tuesday with a high near 67. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 53 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Peoria, streaks down 7. Here's Jim Lee with our halftime coach's interview with Ryan Hart.
All right, well, it wasn't a thing of beauty at the half, but I guess the one good thing is, even though we shot 5 of 31, we're still in the game, Coach.
Well, we're getting open looks. We just got to get them down. And shoot, we're getting a lot of shots inside, too. We just can't make those either. We will not shoot that ball, the ball that bad this half.
Well, and, you know, McComb, everything goes through Fahey. Any plans to try and do anything different with him?
DeAndre's doing a decent job. He hit 2 tough shots on us, gave us 5-6 points, gave them 5-6 points on those. He's doing a good job denying the ball. He's got a couple seals on that, and he's finished those layups when he gets them.
What was the main talk in the locker room, trying to keep their heads up?
Keep defending. The shots will fall.
Very good, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Quick look at a halftime scoreboard. Brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Peoria a winner earlier here at Peoria High, 60-47 over Canton. Richwoods leads Dunlap at halftime, 24-23. That's also in this regional sectional complex. And in the United Township, the host in the Class 4A regional, Ottawa leads Pekin, 43-27 at the end of the third quarter there.
All right, well, Coach Hart says they're going to start going in, so here we go.
So we've been waiting to see all night. McComb with the ball to start off the second half, leading by 7. Curling around right, giving way to Adler on the right side. Now coming out for it is Higgins on the left side. Higgins feeds it into the corner to Brandon Bickers. Cut off in the lane, skips it back out. Adler for 3, off the back iron. Rebound Jacob Ross, led the streaks with 8 rebounds in the first half. Galesburg with the ball down 7. Harden left wing, up top Morin. Carl and Pendleton in the game. Harden steps inside, kicks it back out to Morin. Dribbles right, picks it up, skips it into the corner to Ross. Left open, passes up the 3. Now up top Harden for 3. Hits! Only the second 3-point basket made for the Silver Streaks. Makes it 20-16.
Yeah, in a game that's this low scoring, those 3-pointers carry even more weight. A couple of those and you're right back even.
Fahey on the dribble in the backcourt, brings it up court himself, working against DeAndre Morin. 1 minute into the second half, Galesburg cuts the deficit to 4. Down the lane, driving. Ross with a block on Adler's drive and a foul on Jacob, his second. First team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. We didn't run through the individual scoring. Carter Fahey led all scores with 11 for McComb in the first half. Ben Higgins had 3. Kyle Rash, Quinton Adler, and Xavier Campbell each had 2. To the free throw line, Adler, first one up and off the mark. For the Silver Streaks, Jacob Ross had 5, T.J. Pendleton 4, DeAndre Morin and Cornell Dotson each with 2. Not many scoring numbers to give individually when you only score a 30-second free throw way short. Harden chases down the loose ball, rebound on the floor, leads the break, down the lane, left hand up and in, streaks down 2.
Right back in it is McComb having some trouble with what their coach said that they do, and that is their free throw shooting is not real strong many times, and he said they foul too much. We've got a timeout taken by Jeremy Anderson of McComb.
On just that note, maybe, only a minute 22 into the third quarter, Galesburg opens on a 5-0 run. Better than a third of the total number of points they put up in 16 first-half minutes. They get 5 in a minute 22 of the third quarter, forcing a bomber timeout.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting that I thought the officials have let them play pretty much in the course of this game. And not many fouls in that first half. And when I was talking with Coach Anderson of McComb, we said, this could be a long night. He said, oh, man, we hack everybody. And I said, well, so do we. So we may be here all night, but there have not been that many fouls called. In fact, what, 4? I think 4 and 3, 7 total fouls called?
Yep.
In the game to this point. So I'm sure that'll pick up as the game gets a little more intense down the stretch here. But so far, the officials have let them play.
Streaks down 1, McComb with the ball. 20-18 is the Bomber lead. Jumper by Fahey, high post, missed it. A rare miss by Carter Fahey. Jacob Carl with the rebound. Streaks with a chance to tie it up here or take the lead on this possession. Feeds it in to Carl. Swings it down low. Tries to get over to Pendleton on the baseline. Deflected up, back to him. Forces it up and in. We are tied for the first time tonight on a 7-0 run by the Silver Streaks to open the third quarter. Full court press. McComb breaks it into the front court. Now they have numbers. Driving, Adler, basket, and a foul. He gets knocked to the deck and a three-point play possibility.
Yeah, Adler not shy to go to the basket. He went last time, got fouled, missed both free throws. That time he ensures that he only has to shoot one by making the layup. But that's the first basket for McComb in a long time.
Yeah, when Galesburg called the timeout at 5:41 to go in the second quarter, when McComb scored the first eight of the second quarter, they were up 9, 20-11, and they didn't score the rest of the half. And now, not until the first minute 52 of the third quarter. Adler misses again. Morin goes up high in the lane for the rebound. Galesburg down two. Adler cannot cash in on the three-point play. Here's Harden on the dribble up top. To the outside, Ross. Harden drives. Back behind him, hands off to Morin. To the free throw line, DeAndre kicks it into the corner. Dotson passes up the three. Skips it back up top to Ross. Jacob, down the lane, drives. Right-hand shot, off the rim. Rebound, put back TJ. Seven rebounds, 8 points for TJ Pendleton. Galesburg ties it up again at 22. Full court press is on. McComb struggling with it a bit. Still in the backcourt. Higgins bringing it across midcourt. Breaks the 10-second line. Higgins still on the dribble. Guarded by Harden. To the left side, Fahey drives in. Nearly lost a handle on it. Regains it. Covered up in the lane. Forces it up and rattled it through.
He was looking for somebody to pass it off to. Tried several different directions. Finally thought, well, I better shoot it before I lose it. And was able to muscle the thing up and in.
So McComb has found some offense after Galesburg got back into the game and tied it up. Harden up top. Now over to Morin, right side. DeAndre drives, kicks it into the baseline. TJ shoots, missed it. Weak side rebound taken away by Campbell. McComb into the front court, nearly turns it over. They regain it, hang on to it. Bears down low from the low blocks, forced it up over TJ, who held his ground, missed it, and Pendleton got the eighth rebound of the game. Harden up high, gets away with a high dribble, and a hand check called will be a foul on Xavier Campbell, his second. And the first on McComb here in the second half. 4:41 to go, third quarter, streaks down two.
You know, the McComb guards are just undersized enough and not real accomplished offensively. You wonder where outside of Fahey most of their points are going to come from. Campbell and Adler can do some things, but Streaks look to have a few more scoring weapons if we can just get them going here.
Ross on the far sideline, back up top to Harden. Morin, now Dotson on the left wing. Pendleton, the only player who hasn't touched it. They get it to him now in the low blocks. Fakes right, goes left, gets fouled on the way. He just went around John Feuer, his third foul. And TJ will get two free throws here. That was a mismatch. I mean, Fuhrer's got the size, but he does not have the footwork to keep up with TJ.
Nope. He's a big kid at 6'6". He's got big feet, but he doesn't move quickly, as evidenced by, well, they show him at two fouls.
I was noticing that,
okay,
yeah.
We thought maybe he had three.
Well, I'm not sure where the other one is that I credited him with earlier. So Pendleton to the free throw line, first one up and in. TJ's a point away from double figures now. And here are the Silver Streaks, down one, 24-23. After 13 points in the first half, they already have 10 here in the second half. Not even halfway through the third quarter. More representative of the kind of scoring they should have. And TJ ties the game up for the third time this quarter with the second free throw. He's in double figures with 10. And Harden kicks the inbound pass. McComb will have to do it again. Streaks keep the full court pressure on. This is Higgins who will pull the trigger from the baseline. Right of the Galesburg basket. Now right under the basket to Fahey, drives it across midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Fires it into the lane. Feuer juggles it and then lays it in.
Well, again, Fahey showing why he's such a complete player. No look pass the other way and a rifle shot to Feuer down low and an assist for the big kid.
And now Fahey comes out and fouls Cornell Dotson.
Not a good foul for
second,
them.
No, it's not. Yeah, 30 feet away from the basket. But they've obviously scouted. They know Cornell is prone to having the ball knocked away from him. And that's what Fahey was trying to do there. Up top, Harden around his man. Pull-up jumper, 15-footer swish. Harden with five in the quarter. All five of his in the game. Ties the game up again at 26.
And Mark's certainly streaky. We saw him have a big game up at St. Charles East. Maybe he'll have a... Actually, that was Olivan night before.
The night before, yeah.
And maybe he'll have another one of those here in the second half.
On the left side, pass thrown behind Feuer, who goes out for it on the far sideline. Skips it back up top to Higgins. Higgins swings the ball, puts the ball on the floor, down the left side of the lane, blocked by Harden. Loose ball chased down. Fahey gets to it, feeds it underneath. Pump fake up and over the basket. Feuer with the offensive rebound, put back over the basket, gets fouled. 3:29 to go, third quarter. This will be the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Well, that one on Harden. Yes. His first.
The Silver Streaks have certainly intimidated McComb inside. I mean, outside of Fahey and Feuer, every one of those guys that goes up is afraid they're going to get their shot blocked. They're altering shots. They're trying everything just to get it open over the top of the streaks, and it's really hurting McComb's shooting percentage.
First free throw by Fuhrer is good, putting McComb back on top by one, 27-26. Misses the second one. There's TJ going up and locking onto the rebound, his ninth of the game. Galesburg with a chance to take its first lead of the game since they scored the first basket. Andrew Anderson in for the first time. Down the lane, floats it up and in off the bench, gives Galesburg the lead at 28-27.
And the shot's starting to fall, and I think this full court pressure really energizing the team, too, up and down the court.
15th point of the half for the Silver Streaks after scoring 13 the entire first half. Ross got burned on the right side defensively. Kevon Johnson just went right around him.
Yeah, he watched that one.
McComb back up by one. Harden, open three, left wing, off the rim. Rebound deflected. Fuhrer controls for McComb. Quick shot by the Silver Streaks there. Didn't run much offense.
No, but Harden had been shooting the ball pretty well here early in the half, so like I said, if he gets hot, go ahead and feed him.
Down low, in the lane, turnaround jumper with the right hand is short. Pendleton with his 10th rebound. There's his double-double as Kevon Johnson short-armed it in the lane. Galesburg down one. Scoop back from Morin to Ross. Steps inside the arc. And now they get it back out and settle things in with 2:20 to go third quarter. Harden on the dribble at the volleyball line. Harden and Morin on the outside with Anderson, Ross, and Pendleton in the lane. Harden gets fouled. Stepped inside the arc. Forced the issue. McComb collapsed in and got him on the arm on the shot. And that'll be on Kevon Johnson, his first. Fourth McComb team foul, 2:13 to go third quarter. Harden to the line where he's struggled at times. He's under 59% of the season, but he makes that first one. He's got 6 points all in this quarter, ties the game up at 29.
You know, as we were waiting to go on the air at halftime and talking with Coach Hart, he said, well, he said, that's why we're both playing on Monday night, because we've had these struggles this year, and you have to play the play-in game. Harden misses the second free throw.
Fahey got the rebound, and then Harden fouled him in the backcourt. So we're tied at 29, 2:10 to go third quarter. Four team fouls each here. About as even as you can get.
Well, that free throw bounced around a while, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. The give and go to Fahey down the right side of the lane through the hands of Rash for McComb. Streaks chase it down, tried to get it on the sideline. Morin saved it back behind him, and it went out of bounds. Under the basket, though, so McComb will inbound it a little closer to the rim. Well, Higgins from the left of the basket.
A couple of those McComb players are not real good with their grip. They have let a lot of balls get away in this game, and they were fortunate they didn't have a turnover there.
And good passes by Fahey, too.
Yeah.
It's like they're almost too good for them. Up top on the dribble, this is Higgins with it, working his way right side. He's the lone sophomore on the floor. Curling around left is Rash. Into the corner it goes to Johnson. Johnson backs up toward the sideline. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Tie ball game. 3A regional quarterfinal at Peoria. On the give and go, right side. Kevon Johnson misses the runner. Flashing through the lane to the right, but he got fouled to go to the line for two free throws. Call that one on Andrew Anderson, his first. Anderson didn't play the entire first half. He's getting some action here in the third quarter. Johnson to the line, hits the first one.
That's the type of game where Andrew could really do some damage. He's got the height, he's got the hops, and McComb, if he can get him the ball in the middle of the paint, Andrew could do some damage.
Johnson makes both free throws, back to a two-point McComb lead, 31-29. Galesburg has led in this game only twice, 2-0. And 28-27 a moment ago. McComb regained the lead right back. They're up by two, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Morin up top to the outside, Ross. Works his way left to the free throw line. Back behind him to Morin. Into the right corner, Anderson. Andrew dribbles once. Back out to Morin. Pendleton flashing through the lane, working hard, trying to get open. Anderson on the outside, reverses back behind him to DeAndre. Stutter stepped and traveled. First Galesburg turnover of the second half, only four for the game, and I don't have McComb with any turnovers either. They've really settled that number down.
Yeah, and these officials have been pretty generous with not calling traveling up until then.
Yep, I've seen some others that I thought could have been. There's a high dribble that Rash got away with.
Wow.
I mean, it was way up almost at the top of his head. But it wasn't called in the lane, forcing the issue, and there's a travel called by Bickers at the other end, so McComb does get its first turnover on that possession.
Maybe they'll make up for some lost time on these violations. I thought Mark Harden got away a couple of times in the first half with a quick first step that we've seen him get called many times this year.
Quickly into the lane, TJ with a collection and a basket, banking it in off the glass. Love to see him go to TJ in this kind of a game, and he's got eight in the half, tied at 31.
Now, Fahey earned the first half for McComb, and Pendleton's been the main man here in the second half. Again, it looks to me like Fahey could use a few minutes on the bench for McComb. He just looks tired, but Coach Anderson, I think, just realizes he just can't afford to sit him.
Tied at 31, 39 seconds to go in the half, or in the third quarter, rather, and they find Fahey on the bounce pass on the inbound of the baseline. Right amongst three Galesburg defenders, they'll call TJ for the hack on the arm, his second. They're going to say Fahey was shooting the ball? Looked like they were just feeding it into him on the baseline, but first free throw up and in. His third point of the half, 14 for the game. McComb back up by one. 32-31. Adler will check in for McComb after the Fahey free throw, and let's see if they do give him a break for the final seconds. Nope, he's going to stay out there. It'll be Kyle Rash who comes out instead.
Winner of this one gets Normal U-High on Wednesday night here. And a game that I think whoever wins this feels like they'll have a shot. U-High's decent, but not a real great second seed for a regional.
14-11, right?
Yep.
Down low, TJ. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Right side, Ross on the outside. On the elbow, back up top to Harden. Steps inside the arc, gives way to Morin. DeAndre back behind him. Harden on the wing. Open three, off the rim. Rebound batted loose into the hands of Anderson. He short arms it. And Kevon Johnson comes up with it for McComb. Leads the break into the front court. Drives. High shot. Banks it in. Down the right side of the lane. Streaks have 5 seconds. Into the front court. Harden heaves it with a second to go. Harden got knocked down right in front of Mike Reynolds, who wanted to foul. The entire bench was up with Harden getting knocked down, wondering where the foul was. And the third quarter comes to an end with McComb up 4, 35-31. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We helped the bridal party decorate the van. We drove the newlyweds through town blasting our horn. Being part of a wedding celebration was definitely a first for the handyman. We were contacted by the mother of the groom, and she explained that her son used a mobility device to get around. She said her son and his new bride needed transportation to the reception and wondered if we could help. Absolutely. And after partying with family and friends, Handy Van picked the newlyweds up and took them to their final destination to begin their new life together. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Welcome to the unemployment office. Name and previous work history.
Well, I'm Carmar Guy, and previously I've flown around and spotted people with vehicle problems and directed them to Carmar Tire and Auto.
So why are you here? That place is still open.
Well, I heard the Sandberg Mall was closing and figured that was the end of Carmar and... Carmark Guy.
Hey, Pete, didn't you say Carmark's still open? Like they're staying open even after the mall closes?
Yeah. Carmark Tire and Auto, still open in what's left of the Sandberg Mall, Galesburg.
President Trump will be addressing Congress tomorrow night. We'll have live coverage of that and the Democratic response as well. That'll begin at 8 o'clock on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Got it. DeAndre Morin in the lane to start the fourth quarter, surrounded by McComb players, forced up a shot about 3 feet right in front of the basket and got fouled by Brandon Bickers. So DeAndre will go to the free throw line as we begin the fourth quarter here in this 3A regional quarterfinal at Peoria High School. McComb leading Galesburg 35-31 after three. And the Silver Streaks attack right to the inside to start the fourth quarter. And DeAndre to the free throw line knocks down the first one.
I had just looked down. Did he shoot once and then get it back and put it up again, or was that the first shot that he tried?
Judging by the action, I wasn't looking. I was writing things down as well. Judging by the way the action was looking, it looked like that was an offensive rebound.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I wrote down.
But I didn't see who took the first shot. So that would be DeAndre's second rebound of the game. He makes both free throws. Galesburg down 2, 35-33. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Harden comes from the backside, nearly stripped it loose from Rash on the sideline. And now a McComb turnover called as Kevon Johnson came up from down low, got the ball either before it went out of bounds or before the Streaks could get it. And then somehow he traveled with it.
Yeah,
I didn't see the travel.
Streaks need to keep the pressure on. McComb's got a couple of guards that just aren't very good with the ball. They get a little sloppy and they're not guarding it well. Streaks need to keep after him.
Obviously shot much better that third quarter, too. That can't slow down either.
Oof.
On the inlet, soft pass. TJ fights off the defenders. Now into the right corner. Dotson for three! And the Streaks have taken the lead at 36-35. Big shot by Cornell. His first perimeter basket of the game. His first basket of the game, period. McComb breaks the pressure and then a travel underneath as, again, the Streaks' aggressive defense. Bickers was all alone to the right side of the basket. He let three players fly past him, and he slid his foot leaning in to try for the layup. And it forces a McComb timeout 57 seconds into the fourth quarter, and Galesburg with only its third lead of the game at 36-35.
Now, again, as we saw in the first half, too, a number of the McComb players intimidated by the Galesburg size flying by, and it cost them a lot of opportunities. They put themselves in position to score a number of times, only to come up empty because they hesitate, they turn it over, they throw a bad pass, or they overshoot, thinking they're going to get their shot blocked. And so the Streaks' defensive intimidation is what's got them here so far with that 36-35 lead. Streaks will have the ball, too, following the McComb turnover. They, by all rights, should have had a shot up and down on that with a great lead pass right into the basket, but couldn't handle it and then end up turning it over. And so the Streaks looking to build on the one-point lead against that 3-2 McComb zone.
Galesburg's biggest lead was 2 at 2-0. This is only the third time they've led the entire game and the first time they've had the lead and the ball. Ross in the right wing to TJ. He'll shoot baseline, in and out. Rebound pops out to Fahey. Still would have liked to have seen the Streaks work it a little closer to the basket. 9 rebounds in the game for Fahey, who has it poked away by DeAndre Morin, but out to Quentin Adler, right to him. On the right side, this is Johnson with it on the wing. Galesburg by 1, under 6.5 to go for the game. Johnson around a screen, down the right side, dribbles into traffic, and he initiates a contact between Morin and Cornell Dotson. That'll be the foul on Dotson, his first.
Hey, Morin really is doing a nice job on Fahey. Morin is just quick enough that he stays right by Fahey, and the Bombers realize that they know they can't throw him a pass with DeAndre very close, or he's going to pick it off there.
But Johnson back to the free throw line where he made 2 late in the third quarter, but he missed that one, and then Jacob Ross couldn't handle the rebound. It came right down to him.
Wow.
And he batted it out of bounds and goes back to the Bombers. So a missed free throw, an opportunity for the Streaks up 1, and they can't take advantage of it. So to the right of the basket, Higgins bounces it in, nearly stolen away by Dotson. Picking it up, Johnson drives the lane, floats it up and in with the right hand.
He was determined to go to the basket that time. Wow, before they turned it over.
37-36 McComb. Bombers by 1 as we approach the 6-minute mark for the fourth quarter. Game much closer than the first one we saw. Peoria was a 13-point winner over Canton. Had a big first quarter and early second quarter, and then just had a very comfortable game the rest of the way. Canton got within 11 but in the fourth quarter, but couldn't get any closer. Harden with it on the far sideline. Up top, TJ Pendleton, the winner of this game, as Jim mentioned a moment ago, to play normal U-High Wednesday. To the right side, Dotson, working his way left. Up top, Pendleton, leaned in, fires it left side. Harden, back to Ross, weaves inside traffic, skips it back out. Pendleton shoots a 3. It's good! And Galesburg calls a timeout, up 2. Pendleton with 11 and a half, 15 for the game. And is this a 30? They're sitting down. Maybe it's a full timeout. Did you see, Jim? Full timeout. So we'll take a break as well. 5:27 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 2, 39-37. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Don't miss the 20th annual WGIL Radio Auction. The bidding begins Saturday, March 18th, 7 a.m. Wherever you'll be, you can bid by phone and buy stuff cheap. Check out what'll be up for bid.
Overnight stay in a double cottage at Wildlife Prairie Park. Harley-Davidson Signs Package from Niece Harley-Davidson. One-year wellness membership to Cottage Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine.
Don't miss the 20th annual WGIL Radio Auction on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Mary Ellen McKee of Galesburg, who won $20 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
39-37 Streaks lead McComb here in the 3A regional at Peoria. McComb with the ball coming out of the Galesburg full timeout. Driving right side, Johnson. He's going to be their go-to guy, blocked by Ross down low. Johnson took it right in hard from the right side. Good read by Ross to bat it out of bounds on the shot.
You get the feeling T.J. Pendleton doesn't want this to be his last game. He's come up huge in this second half.
On the inbound to the right side. And again, McComb starts only one senior, three juniors and a sophomore. Kevon Johnson off the bench as a junior. He's been their spark plug here since late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter here with 5 minutes to go in the game. Streaks with a two-point lead on defense. Curling around Adler. Right side to Johnson on the wing. Guarded by Dotson. Falling down Fahey. Moran lets him get back up. Reach in by Dotson. Bounce pass to the baseline. Batted away by Harden. Diving on the floor. Streaks create the 14th McComb turnover. Trying to add to a two-point lead. Thrown behind Harden. Chases it down. Left side Dotson. Moran on the outside. Back to Cornell. Left wing. Look to TJ on the inside, but they keep it on the perimeter with 4.5 to go. 39-37 streaks. Moran curls to the free throw line. Back out to Harden at the volleyball line. To the left side, Moran. Now to the wing, Dotson. Here comes TJ flashing in the lane. Catches, shoots, and scores. Yep. 5 in the quarter for TJ. 13 and a half, 17 for the game. Streaks with their biggest lead now at 41-37.
Mike Reynolds up. Encouraging the defense to get another stop here. Maybe start to get a little breathing room and put this game away.
Halfway through the fourth quarter. Galesburg trying to get back to the 500 mark and play again on Wednesday. Here's a steal by Dotson. Loose ball. Run out. Layup. Streaks by 6. Dotson with 5 in the quarter. 7 for the game. 43-37. Timeout McComb. 15th Bombers turnover. Gives Galesburg its biggest lead of the night at 6. 3:45 to go in the game. Full timeout, McComb. You're listening to the Silver Streaks boys basketball, leading by 6 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL with this reminder. Discovery Depot Children's Museum in Galesburg has plenty of activities for youngsters during the month of March. To find out more, check the community events page at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Get ready to win the bid during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday morning, March 18th. You'll be notified when new items are added to the auction when you sign up for email alerts today at WGIL.com.
3:45 to go here in the ballgame at Peoria. Silver Streaks have opened up a six-point lead now at 43-37. They have outscored McComb 12-2 in this fourth quarter with 3:45 to play, forcing a McComb timeout. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Peoria tonight. Tell you more about it here in a moment. Streaks have really picked it up defensively, and they've energized themselves. It's forced better offensive sets as well. Here's a long three from the outside, swished by Higgins. Only a second shot of the game, and he's made both of them from behind the arc.
Well, if you're McComb, you've got to start shooting the ball. They just haven't had many opportunities. They've been busy turning it over, and the Galesburg defense has been swarming them.
And now McComb with swarming defense forces a Galesburg turnover. Bad read by Dotson to try to force it inside. Right back to him again. Missed a three. Rebound loose ball. Chased down by Adler for McComb. And they have picked it up coming out of the McComb timeout.
They're playing with a sense of desperation now after that timeout. Their head coach, Jeremy Anderson, was mad at the world, the officials, the team, everything else, and he let them have it.
Under 3 minutes to go. Backdoor cut, a catch, and a shoot and a score by Johnson. He's been the guy for McComb here in a 5-0 run by the Bombers coming out of the McComb timeout. 2:45 to play fourth quarter.
Wow, I was starting to get a little comfortable there with that six-point lead, but again, the three ball just breathes life into the team that's behind. We've seen it happen for both clubs here tonight.
Streaks lead by one after having their biggest lead. Here's Cornell Dotson, right wing three. Missed it. Rebound over T.J. Pendleton from the backside. Fahey controls his 10th rebound of the game. And now the Silver Streaks in danger of falling behind again with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. On the dribble out high, Higgins. To the right side, Fahey. Streaks have held him quiet offensively, but the guy who's done the job for them is Kevon Johnson. On the left side, Fahey with it now. Tries to go around Moran, cuts him off on the baseline, but a foul on the floor, a hack on the arm by DeAndre. His second foul. And the eighth team foul on Galesburg will put Fahey at the line shooting a 1-1.
Well, and I would be surprised if when McComb gets the ball from here to the end of the game that it is not in Fahey's hands. He's going to want it now. That time he forced the issue. He backed in DeAndre. I really haven't seen him do that tonight. But he wants to get to the free throw line. And what's he's like 4 for 4? He's been
3 for 4.
Three for four. He's been very good at the line.
First one up and off
and
the
I
mark.
I jinxed him.
Good
I
job.
Jinxed him.
Way to go.
All right, my pleasure.
Jacob Ross with his 10th rebound. Biggest rebounding night of the for the year for Jacob Ross. Galesburg by one, under 2 minutes to go.
Boy, huge miss by Fahey. His team now down a point in the streaks with the ball still in charge.
Screen out high. Ross can't take advantage of it. Curling in from the right side. Now Harden down the lane. Cupped it and called for traveling. And Mike Reynolds can't believe the call. Second turnover by the Silver Streaks. Both here in the fourth quarter within the last minute. Minute 10, maybe minute 15 of game clock. With a minute 40 to go. Galesburg by one, needing to play defense. McComb bringing it across midcourt. Higgins. Bounce pass to the right side. There's Fahey with it. Now into the right corner. They get it back down to Fahey. DeAndre wraps around from the backside, bats it out of bounds.
Yes, sir. DeAndre, he's had his hands full all night with Fahey. He done a pretty good job, and that time did it again because they tried to post Fahey up, and DeAndre able to get up and bat it out of bounds.
To the outside, Johnson on the elbow, guarded by Anderson. Johnson to the left side, cut off top of the arc, still with a dribble, backing up with a minute 20 to go. Galesburg by one, tries a shake and bake down the right side. Andrew poked him from behind. Johnson tripped up, falls down. Ninth team foul on the Silver Streaks, and he'll go to the line shooting a 1-1.
Yeah, outside of Fahey, Johnson's a guy that scares you because he's got a lot of confidence, and if he can get a step on you, he doesn't care who's between you, him and the basket. He's going to go hard at the goal, and that time got tripped up and gets to the free throw line.
All 10 of his points, now 11 here in the second half as he knocks down the first one, ties it up. So coming out of the McComb timeout with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter, they have scored six in a row. Streaks have gone scoreless for 2.5 minutes, and the game is tied again. Jacob Carl back in. Anderson will sit down.
Yeah, at the point that Dotson made the steal on the layup that put us up six, and that's been our last basket.
Maybe Mike Reynolds trying to break Johnson's rhythm here a little bit at the free throw line. Made the front end of the 1-1. Next one puts him in the bonus, the double bonus for the rest of the game. Johnson makes both, and McComb regains the lead at 44-43.
Big possession for the Streaks. Need a basket, or McComb will have the hammer with the ball and the lead.
Down to a minute to go here, just outside of a minute. On the right side, Harden. To TJ. TJ trying to fake his man, gets it to Carl at the free throw line. Scoops it back out to Harden. 55 seconds to play. Streaks down one. Timeout, Galesburg.
And McComb's gone to the man, and you notice who they've got on TJ. That's Fahey. He's going to try and keep TJ out away from the basket here because he's only got a couple of fouls, and Fahey can match TJ's strength.
Let's thank Galesburg Nissan again. Tell us a little bit more about what we're driving.
We're driving the 2016 Rogue, and the Rogues, as I was saying earlier, they say are the best sellers now. These things have gotten their fuel economy is up over 30 miles to the gallon on most of the models. Plus, you've got the extra room in there, easy in and out, and with a lot of options and priced to sell. And right now, and I believe they said tomorrow, at this point is the end of this great promotion they've had going on. 0%, I believe, for 72 months on many of their top models, including the Rogue, the Murano, the Sentra, the Altima, certainly, and I think even the Maxima in on that, too. But stop by Galesburg Nissan and find out and say thanks for providing transportation to Silver Streaks basketball for the broadcast team.
Coming out of the Streaks timeout, 55 seconds to go, down under 50 to go. In the lane, TJ. Jump step in the lane, might have gotten away with a high dribble and a travel, but he puts it up and in with a little baby hook. 45-44 Streaks, snaps the 7-0 McComb run.
So Streaks did what they had to do, got it to their money man. We'll see if McComb answers with Fahey.
They give it to Johnson instead up top. Down to 27 seconds to go. On the right side, Adler will bring it back up top. And now McComb calls a timeout with 23 seconds to go. And this will be a full timeout with 23 seconds to go. Galesburg leading 45-44. And the Bombers will now, I'm guessing, attempt to set up a final shot. But they have been turnover prone tonight. Yep. 15 in the game and 4 in this quarter.
Yeah, that would be fitting if this ended on them trying to get a shot and turning the ball over, because they've had issues with that. And you know, we talk about Fahey, and he'd be option one. The Johnson kid, too, you might see him take it to the basket again, because when he's had any openings, he's been able to get there and get fouled. And so several options for McComb, but they got to get the ball inbounds first. Streaks will be pressuring that. And well, hopefully that T.J. Pendleton bucket will be the one that sent us on to the second round.
And our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game,
yeah.
Hopefully, too.
Yeah, because that he just absolutely manned that thing in there. Really almost put an elbow in the face of the defender who leaned back like he had gotten fouled, and maybe he did. But T.J., who's many times not the most aggressive guy in there, and that situation was not going to be denied.
Pendleton with 7 in the quarter, 15 for the half, and 19 for the game. McComb, 23 seconds to go, inbounds. Coming out for it is Higgins, working his way left to right along the midcourt line. Bounce pass to the right side, Johnson, up top. Now they get it to Fahey. High post left side, 13 seconds to go. Drives on DeAndre. Bank shot, missed it. Rebound, put back, Fahey. And a quick timeout by Galesburg with 6.8 seconds to go. TJ got lost in traffic in the lane when Fahey missed the initial shot. TJ got turned around, didn't know where the ball was, and Fahey was able to collect it and bank it in.
Well, and the ball, instead of rolling off the opposite edge, it rolled around the rim and fell off the front part, which gave Fahey, coming around on the curl, that opportunity to get it and put it right back up and in. So fortunate development and hard work by McComb pays off. Now it's up to the Silver Streaks, down a point with 6.8 to go. And if you're Jeremy Anderson, you're saying no fouls, no fouls. And if you're the Streaks, you know, obviously you want to go to Pendleton, but you don't have a whole lot of time with 6.8 to get real choosy.
Trying to remember how many times the Streaks have actually been in this situation this year. Game 32 of the season.
Not many.
I can't think of one that came down to the final possession. That Rockford Lutheran game way back at Thanksgiving was a three-point Streaks victory that went down to the wire, but I don't remember the Streaks being in a position where they needed to either score or defend for the victory.
Yeah, it's, you know, you'd think over the course of that many games, but there have not been many nail-biters this year.
So 6.8 seconds remaining. McComb with a 46-45 lead. The Streaks have to take it the length of the court. Jacob Ross gets it into Harden. Opposite the McComb free throw line, drives it across midcourt and fouled short of half court, but that's only the sixth McComb team foul. So 4 seconds to go, and McComb forces them to inbound again.
Yeah, you don't want to foul on the shooter, but I guess, yeah, go ahead and use, they'll probably use another one up here to limit the Streaks' time.
Well, the second one puts him in the bonus, though. Ross on the inbound, 4 seconds to go to DeAndre Morin. DeAndre drives, has the ball poked away from behind, out of bounds, baseline, 7/10 of a second to go.
Wow, I thought we caught a break on that. I thought that went off DeAndre's leg, so we still have a chance here.
So they're going to get Jacob Carl into the game at 6'4", or 6'5", depending on whether he's on the football or the basketball roster. And McComb answers with Fuhr at 6'6". Ross with 7/10 of a second, inbound, looking to lob, inbound, now does lob, and he overthrows. Harden has to chase it down, and the season is over for the Silver Streaks. They cannot get off a final shot. McComb wins it 46-45, and Galesburg's season comes to a heartbreaking and disappointing end. 46-45, McComb, the lower seed, knocks off the Silver Streaks, and the year is over.
Boy, it just seemed like those last 2 minutes flew by, even with a couple of timeouts, but there was so much pressure on what was going on. And McComb played it really, really smart, forcing the Streaks to inbound from the sideline with 4 seconds, and then obviously poking it off of Morin, the ball goes out of bounds, and all you can do at that point is try and get the lob and a tip in. And the lob was just a little too strong over Pendleton's head. All McComb had to do was bat it towards the sideline, and the clock expired. And this game, we thought it might be a barn burner, and it was even more so. And unfortunately, the outcome, not what it could have been. Again, we're up 43-37. I thought we were taking this one on to Wednesday. Everything was going our way, and wow.
And
what
McComb,
more can you say?
And McComb answers with a 7-0 run after Galesburg took that six-point lead. And they get a big offensive rebound put back by Carter Fahey, his only basket of the fourth quarter. And the Silver Streak season ends at 15-17. McComb moves on at 13-15. Post-game show coming your way next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it.
By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Yim Chevrolet in Galesburg is overloaded and out of time. With ongoing construction of their new dealership, their lot is jammed with nearly 500 new and used vehicles.
Yim has hit critical mass and they need to move them now.
To do it, Yim is taking new car prices where they've never gone before. $1,000 under invoice. And you keep all rebates on nearly every new vehicle in stock. With auto show discounts and even zero for 60 on select models.
Get ready for the deal of a lifetime.
Like a 2017 Chevy Malibu. Priced at just over $24, you'll save $2,850, save $3,800, plus get zero for 60 on a new 2017 GMC Acadia. Come out to Yim and test drive a new 2017 GMC Terrain. At just over $26,300, you'll save nearly $4,800. And a 2016 GMC Sierra 2500 Crew Cab Pickup. You'll save $11,500 at Yim.
They're overloaded and out of time.
Shop Yim. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax and license extra with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Whoever came up with the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, clearly didn't know the guys at Courtright Construction of Oneida. See, they only do things they're really good at, and they do it all. See the proof you need at CourtrightConstruction.com and then give them a call for your free estimate. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Local employers are hiring. For all the details, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs. There you can find job opportunities in manufacturing, marketing, residential assistance, accounting, and more. Don't wait. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg. From the simplest to the most complex, Tom Irons and his staff can prepare your tax returns and now offer bilingual services. Cloudy tonight, showers likely and thunderstorms possible overnight, a low near 44. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for your Tuesday with a high near 67. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 53 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall tonight, 46-45. Their season is over as the Macomb Bombers knock Galesburg out. After Galesburg going up 6 at 43-37, they got outscored down the stretch the rest of the way 9-2, and Macomb wins it 46-45. Coach Mike Reynolds making his way here now, so we'll find out what the coach has to say right away. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim Lee, take it away.
All right, the toughest of times, the end of the season, where to lose one like this is a bit stunning. In the light that was, we were up 43-37 after Cornell got the steal and the layup, really felt like we had this thing in control and then let it slip away.
Well, we said no threes. We jacked a three. We turned it over. We did the same thing we do in every game. It just happened at the end of the game. And, you know, we, for some reason, couldn't guard 23. He dribbled with his right hand, laid it in two or three times. We had it. We still had a chance to win the game. You know, the best rebounder in the league had his hand on the ball. We couldn't get the ball, so... I don't know. It typifies our entire season, to be real honest with you.
Jim and I were talking on the way up here how, you know, we felt like given the way Macomb has gone this season, if we can come out and take care of business in the first half, we might just be able to handle things. But instead, we let them win the first half, really, and it was such a struggle. How much did that first half play in leading to the outcome of the game, you think?
Well, we walked around for 16 minutes offensively and jacked threes. We shot 15 threes in the first half. First key of the game, I said it on both radios. I said it for 2 weeks, the ball has to get in the lane. Because he knew they were going to play zone. They had nobody to stop anybody inside. And we just kept jacking threes. And, you know, about 1 to 15, that's about our percentage on the year.
Well, your defensive pressure was really good. And DeAndre did, I thought, as good a job as he could after the initial onslaught by Fahey.
Well, they had the best player on the floor. The team with the best player usually wins. And the scary part is he's a junior, so they'll have the best player on the floor next year unless something changes in our program.
Well, and he got the ball late, too, and you knew he would, but we did the same thing with Pendleton, got our final basket. He really muscled that ball up and in, and that was exactly, I'm sure, as you drew that up.
Yeah, we want to get the ball inside, but, you know, you can't wait till the fourth quarter to decide you want to throw the ball inside. You know, we had a lot of layups we missed. We couldn't play through contact. We weren't good enough.
When you called the timeout with a little over 6 seconds to go, what did you tell the kids? How did you try to draw up those final 6.5 seconds?
Well, you knew they were going to foul. I mean, they had 5 seconds, so they hammered you, and you got to, you know, then you got to take it out from the side, and for some reason we couldn't, you know, get the guy cut. We just stood and watched, and then DeAndre Dobin kicked it out of bounds, and we're supposed to run a lob to TJ, an initial quick lob, and it didn't happen. And by that time, everything was covered, and they muscled him right out of the way. You know, I mean, you can't beg for a foul with 0.7 seconds left. So they did exactly what they had to do. You know, they dared us into shooting threes, which were under 25%, you know, and he's a good coach. He dared us into it, and, you know, we just kept jacking them.
So with that final 7-tenths of a second, you wanted him to get it in quick and try to catch him off guard. You didn't want him standing around. Give him a chance to set
it
in
the lob.
Up.
Throw it to lob to TJ and see if he can grab it and throw it in. I mean, you didn't have any timeouts. You had to call a timeout. But, you know, it comes down to we couldn't get a stop in the last 2 minutes, and we couldn't get a defensive rebound. And we said from day one who we were was defense and rebounding, and we weren't able to do it.
Obviously, any time you lose at the end of the season, it's hard, whether it's now or 3 or 4 games down the road. This is a group that obviously did not finish the season well. You had some high points, certainly at tournament times, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, Martin Luther King. Good group of kids, but they just couldn't quite put it together and really improve the way they needed to, I guess.
Well, we got to get better basketball savvy because, you know, with 2 minutes to go, we say no threes, and we throw it inside and throw it away. And then we jack a three in the corner. You know, we gave them a chance to win. We lost the game and gave them a chance to win. You know, if we would have just passed the ball around, you know, ran our basic and passed it around 4 times, they would have had to foul us. But for some reason, we thought we played hero ball and jacked the shot. Same thing happened at Rock Island the other night. You know, we got the ball in the middle of the lane. We just fired up. Well, you got to make winning plays. I look back to how many times the ball hit our hands and it falls out of bounds. You know, we had 2 fast break layups we missed and hope that somebody calls a foul. You know, our program's going to have to get better again, and it's going to have to get better urgency, with a lot of urgency with our younger guys, or this is going to be a common theme right here.
When I heard you talking up at the Rock Island game with some of the coaches, it sounds like you like some of the athleticism you see coming up from the sophomore ranks.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not more athletic than the guys we just lost. Yeah. You know, what we need is some skill again. We you know, our ball handling was not real good at times. You know, our intelligence throwing the ball where it needed to go obviously showed out again tonight. Our basketball savvy, I don't know if intelligence is the right word, savviness was not real good. You know, I guess that lies on the coaches.
Well, and really, I thought in the early part of this season, maybe we overachieved a little bit at times in beating Rockford Lutheran and maybe Maine South and a few of those teams. But then at the end, I think, you know, the kids kind of built us up to thinking they were going to have a 20-plus win season. And with a lack of experience coming back, I guess maybe we stand back and look at it. Not such a bad year, but the way it ended left a sour taste in our mouth.
Well, I mean, they had sophomores and juniors playing on their team. So, I mean, I don't know what varsity experience they had. So, I mean, I think we give too many crutches in the world, you know. You've got expectations to play well and play hard and execute stuff that you've been doing for 3 or 4 years. And we'll have the same expectations next year. And, you know, I mean, we got to find a leader again in our program. You know, for so long we had Grant and Ethan, you know, and Eric and Devin and those guys to lead us and make sure we did things right and make sure we worked hard. And, you know, we couldn't find that this year. So I think that's where we got to find in the junior, sophomore, freshman class or eighth grade class. I mean, you know, we got a good eighth graders too. We got good seventh graders but I don't know. We've got to reevaluate everything from top to bottom if, you know, you're going to come out here and lose to a sophomore point guard and a junior post player.
Mike, it's always easy to come up after win, harder to come up after some of these tough losses late. We appreciate your time as always and the job you do as the head coach here.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post game after the streak's season ends 46-45 with a loss to Macomb. We'll take a break when we come back. Take a look at the final numbers, the team stats, the individual scoring. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Galesburg's season ends with a 15-17 record here in the 3A regional quarterfinal at Macomb. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame coverage on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Galesburg Community Chorus, Western Illinois Nature Group, and Costa Catholic Academy. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg falls to Macomb 46-45 in the 3A regional. Here at Peoria, one good note for the Galesburg boys basketball program. The freshmen won the Weathersfield tournament. They knocked off the host Flying Geese 48-44. So congratulations to the Streaks freshmen. They beat a Weathersfield freshman sophomore team that went 19-4 on the season. So a good finish for the Galesburg freshman. And Morton girls off to another state tournament. They knock off Stillman Valley in the super sectional 48-31. So no hard, real surprises there.
Hard-pressed to win a third with Chicago Marshall bringing in a great team in 3A. That's the number one rated team. That could be quite a clash.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. I'll trust you for that.
Dorothy Gator still coaching there at Marshall, just like Evan Massey still coaching at Galesburg. There's some real legends.
And Becker's getting to be one there at Morton,
too. He sure
too.
Is. All right, our post-game statistics. We've still got a few orders of business here from Peoria as the Streaks season ends. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right, we didn't get a chance to compare numbers. Mike got up here quite a bit faster than I thought he might.
You know, and I was going to ask him, but, you know, the way he kind of summarized that last comment we left him with, I thought that was probably as good of an ending point as any. But I wanted to ask him, you know, what do you do on a night like this? Because he was out so quickly, you know, do you save your season-ending speeches for later? I'm sure. You're on the road. It's a Monday night. Kids got to go to school. Just say, clean up and get out, I suppose.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times what you do in a post-game speech is to set the stage for the next game. Well, there is no next game. And so I think he would feel like he does when he comes up and talks to us. So I'm just repeating myself, the same things I said last week and the week before that we need to do that we didn't do. And, you know, there's probably a number of those guys right now that don't need to be, taken apart. The seniors, that's it.
Right.
I mean, you know, they walk off this court for the final time, and that's hard enough.
Four seniors in the streak starting lineup.
And so I'm sure, you know, Mike realizes that. And, you know, these are tough kids, but I would think if they're human as they sit down in there, there's probably a few tears in that locker room. I mean, not only losing a tough game any time through the season, but then the way this thing ended, where you felt like you had a shot right down to the end, and then all of a sudden the buzzer goes off, and you realize not only have you lost the game, you've lost the season, and you're a senior, your career's over. I mean, that's pretty hard to take.
Yep.
And so so I think that was part of why we saw Mike a little faster here, too. All right, we got off track, but want to get that said as we take a look at the final stats. Galesburg's shooting improved greatly in the second half. It couldn't help but improve. We were 5 of 31 at halftime, 0 of 12 in the second quarter, but then hit 6 of 12 in the third, 5 of 8 in the fourth, ended 16 of 51 for the game. Still not a real healthy shooting percentage, but 31%, at least you give yourself a shot there. Macomb, I had 47%, a little bit better than they were at halftime, 5 of 10 third quarter, 4 of 7 fourth quarter, and 17 of 36 for the game. There were a lot of rebounds. Because there were a lot of missed shots. Actually, let's see, I think Macomb, yeah, wins the rebounding battle. I had them 29-27. And then probably give or take a few in there as we were got caught in the heat of watching the game.
I had one more for them. I had them with 30.
Okay, give them 30. But you had us for 27?
Other than that, yeah.
Okay, not bad given the pace of the game.
Woo!
And Mac, for the turnovers, we had Macomb with 15, and the streak's just 6? Is that right?
Yep.
You know, if you would have shown me that stat before the game, I'd have said, oh, we're going to win the game.
Well, it's a complete turnaround from what the Streaks have done all season
long.
They generally out-rebound. Only 9 times this season have the Streaks been out-rebounded. Tonight was 10. And only 8 times this season have the Streaks committed fewer turnovers than their opponent. And tonight was 9. And that turned out not to be in their favor.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like you. If you would have told me we only had 6 turnovers, I guess I wouldn't have guaranteed a win because of our tendency to have poor shooting nights, but thinking that Macomb probably didn't have a whole lot of firepower to score a ton of points, which they didn't, but they had enough to escape this. And again, I still sit here as the gym empties out, and I'm still stunned. I just when it was 43-37, I was already planning out Wednesday night, thinking about playing normal U-High. Just not only had we got up by 6 with a few minutes to go, but the whole momentum of the game had changed. We were playing with so much confidence. Macomb seemed to be lost. Their ball handling was bad. Cornell had taken advantage of that, and everything looked to be going in our favor. And then that, you talk about a timeout doing some good. Jeremy Anderson, their head coach, usually pretty mild-mannered. He was ticked off. He didn't get a call. He was mad at his team, and he just breathed some fire into those guys. And you saw them, I think, just up their game.
They did.
They hustled harder. Of course, they made a three-pointer, which got them, you know, cut the lead in half immediately, and Johnson went to the basket for the big play there at one point, and they did what they had to do. The final couple of possessions, they got it into Fahey, and kept it in his hands, and they played very inspired basketball down the stretch, and then defensively able to get that stop for Galesburg, knocking it off of DeAndre out of bounds, and then on the lob, they weren't going to let the streaks, they weren't going to let TJ touch that ball, and they earned it.
The rest of the team numbers had them 4 out of 8 from three-point range, so they didn't put up a whole lot from outside. And the Silver Streaks, 4 out of 23 from three-point range. At the free throw line, turn it around. Macomb wasn't good there, 8 out of 15. Silver Streaks were 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Just didn't get there enough.
Wow.
Individual scoring, 2 bombers in double figures. Carter Fahey, he led the way with 17. And Kevon Johnson, as we talked about, he was their main guy offensively down the stretch. Finished with 12, all of those in the third and fourth quarters. Ben Higgins ended up with 6. Quinton Adler with 4. John Feuer with 3. Kyle Rash and Xavier Campbell each had 2. Brandon Bickers did not score. And I mentioned Ben Higgins with 6. He was the one who hit that big three-pointer when they came out of that timeout down 6. For the Silver Streaks, only 1 player in double figures. That was T.J. Pendleton with 19. He also had a double-double, characteristic of T.J., finishing out the season just as he's played all year. 19 points, 10 rebounds. Next up, Mark Harden with 6. Actually, Cornell Dotson off the bench was next with 7. Jacob Ross finished with 5 points and a career-high 10 rebounds tonight. DeAndre Morin finished with 4. Andrew Anderson off the bench with 2. Khalil Hodge, Jacob Carl did not score for the Silver Streaks, who lose at 46-45. Their season ends at 15-17. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and close things out from Peoria when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Woo! Big Mac, Mac Jr., Grand Mac 2. That's 3 Mac sizes made just for you. So no matter where you might be at, there's a Big Mac for that.
Big Mac for that.
Lunchtime already. Today's extraordinary.
There's a Big Mac for that.
Got rid of all that spam. Clear the paper jam.
Big Mac for that.
Juicy, cheesy, iconic Big Mac burger. Now in 3 sizes. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. Man, I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Macomb wins it 46-45, ending the streak season. Our final order of business is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And a no-brainer here tonight, Jim Lee.
Well, and I think fitting for the end of the season that T.J. Pendleton would be our Crunch Time Player of the Game. He had the last Silver Streaks basket, a play where he just absolutely muscled a ball up and in and had to be pretty aggressive to do so, which gave the Streaks a one-point lead before Macomb would be able to get a putback of their own and end up winning this ball game. But Pendleton, 19 points, 10 rebounds, and you and I were talking during the timeout
yep.
about what a fantastic season T.J. Pendleton had in averaging double figures in both points and rebounds, and probably one of the best rebounding seasons ever for a Silver Streak. What did he finish with, 328, did you say?
That's the numbers that I have him at. Yeah, 318 coming in, so 10 more tonight, 328 for a season.
And that's a lot of hard work by a guy who had very few minutes of varsity experience last year because he had so many seniors that played last year. And TJ didn't get a lot of minutes, but he came in here and just worked his tail off. And a kid that is by nature just a nice kid and is pretty passive. And so he's had to be coached, you know, hey, you got to get tougher in there. You got to get tougher. And it's not that he isn't a strong guy. He's just a nice kid. And so, you know, he's not out there to hurt anybody, but he's also had to learn to assert himself. Well, my goodness, he really has with all those rebounds and played so hard So for him to be our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is very appropriate because he was our most valuable player this season.
And we were talking about the numbers and how they rank. We don't have any rebounding historical records over the season. We've got lots of things that are easier to track and would have been more easily kept over the years, things like scoring. But we were talking about Joey Range. Certainly had some big rebounding
sure.
numbers over the years. We think back to Curtis Kilgore
yep,
in the early
2000s. He was 2000s. The other
one. And then I mentioned Andy Boyden, which would have been early to mid-90s. And then you go back to a lot of other great names there. And I guess what we were thinking more along the lines, first of all, if you average in double figures in rebounds, that's impressive no matter what. But then to think about the number of games, Galesburg just plays more games now than historically they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So that also works to TJ's advantage just from a numbers standpoint, if
sure.
not an average standpoint. But I can't believe there have been a whole lot of players through the years who have been able to put up 328 rebounds in a season.
Yeah, well, and even average the number that he had, even if you want to throw out, you know, a few of the
sure.
games, he's still right there. And in a season where points were sometimes hard to come by, he was there a number of times on missed shots, you know, getting putbacks and that we might not have had opportunities to score otherwise. So I would love to see him be first-team all-conference. I don't know because he didn't score that many points sometimes. I mean, you know, his double-doubles many times would be 13 and 10 or, you know, 12 and 15 or something. And so I don't know. Maybe the other coaches around the league will recognize that and make him first-team, but certainly he's a second-teamer
yeah.
all-conference. He's done a lot for this program.
So the Streaks end their season 15-17. They end up losing 9 of their last 10. As it turns out, they were 14-8 after the Martin Luther King tournament. And then their only victory of the rest of the way after that, from mid-January on, even then was almost not a victory. They had to have a miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter up at Alleman to pull that one out. So not many highlights down the road the rest of the way for the Silver Streak. So you heard Mike Reynolds' thoughts about some of the rebuilding that has to take place, some of the kind of change in the development of players that needs to sort of happen again as it happened when he first came here and after a 12-20 season. But keep in mind, Streaks had won 20 games for 4 consecutive years. That had never happened in the history of the program. And again, they're playing more games, so that lends to it. But still, you win 20 games in a season. That's impressive. That ended this year. So Mike will be looking to kind of put things in place and build that basketball savvy again, as he was talking about on down the stretch.
Yeah, well, and when this team hit the 14 win mark coming out of the Martin Luther King tournament, you thought, well, maybe we've got a shot at 20 again, but you also saw the rest of our schedule going
yeah,
down the line
right.
as well, and you knew we were going to have trouble with everybody in the conference, save Alleman, and that game was tough, but we beat them the second time. But the other non-conference teams, Lake Forest Academy in the shootout proved to be a little tougher than I thought they would be.
Sure did.
Geneseo was better than I thought they would be. and then you toss that in with the conference teams, and it you know, I think the team certainly was not playing with the confidence in the last month of the season that it had through the first 2 months, and I think it showed here tonight. If you take this team out of that Martin Luther King tournament, or coming off of even Christmas, I think they win this game by double figures tonight. But there's just been enough doubt. You know, these guys have had enough struggles, and it's almost like, well, what's going to go wrong next? Well, the other shoe fell again tonight, and yep. The season's over.
What a pleasure it's been. A great ride.
Yes, and, absolutely. Always is.
Yes, it is. So 15 and 17 is how the Silver Streaks end. So many people to thank, and if we try, we'll forget. So, Jim, I'll just thank you for everything. You do so much behind the scenes to get us here and to make sure that we've got what we need when we get here, and, you know, it's just been fantastic. But
nobody prepares like you, and no. The information is ready, and the professionalism is there, and I just have been thrilled and blessed to be your partner here.
So our broadcast engineers have been many throughout the season. Sean had the duties tonight. We worked with Nick. We've worked with Cody. And lots of full-time folks have filled in from time to time as well in holiday tournaments during the days and things like that. So we thank everybody for what they've done for us back at the studios. And, of course, our listeners, thanks to you for being with us. Started back in football season where we got our first playoff win in Silver Streaks history. We got to the second round, so some great memories there. Some tournament championships for this boys' basketball team. Home tournaments, Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King. So it's not like it's been a struggle along the way. It just didn't end the way we wanted it to.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to remember. This team had some successes this year. And again, I when we were talking with Mike, I said I think maybe in that early success, maybe they exceeded what we had expected of them this year. Certainly, I thought if we could get a 500 season, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Then it looked for a while like we were going to be way above 500. Well, as it turned out, we end up being a little bit below. But you know, these guys, I think they played hard. Good group of kids. And again, goodbye to Mark Harden. We hadn't mentioned he's, yep. You know, that coming off that knee injury.
Yep.
And then he comes in and really gives us some good offense at times this year. We'll always remember him in the Alleman game and what he did that night. It was special. Just another really good kid. And Jacob Ross for what he did on the football field and here in basketball as well. And DeAndre Morin, likewise, another great football season. And then coming out and, you know, both Ross and Morin, they'd be the first to tell you this isn't their number one love. Their love is that football field. And they gave it the best they had here on the basketball court. Just didn't work out that well. But goodbye to the four seniors who did a good job.
Absolutely. And 15 and 17 is how it ends here at Peoria. So thanks to all of you for being with us along the way. We appreciate it. And for one final time, Streaks fall by one. To Macomb, 46-45 from the 3A regional quarterfinal at Peoria. Good night. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.